This episode of the Wildly Balanced podcast is sponsored by the How to Hire and Utilize a VA in Your Business Masterclass. Are you ready to hire a VA for your ever-growing business but not sure how? In this in-depth masterclass, I'm going to teach you everything you need to know about hiring a VA in your business. What is a VA? Where's the best place to find a VA? Why should you hire a VA? How to outsource with ease? In this 45-minute masterclass, you will walk away with a potent, juicy list of tasks that you can outsource today. How amazing is that? Get this bad boy for only $22. Visit the link in our show notes or go to carlyitaco.podia.com to learn more. That's carlyitaco, C-A-R-L-Y-I-T-A-C-O dot podia, P-O-D-I-A dot com to learn more.
Welcome to the Wildly Balanced podcast.
Wildly Balanced is your weekly permission slip to bring more fun and wildness into your work-life balance.
Join us every week for our favorite tips on how to have more fun, shift your mindset, and let your wild side flow.
Welcome back to another episode of the Wildly Balanced podcast. Happy freaking 2023, my guys. I may sound a little nasally, my sexy raspy voice, don't mind that, because I got a little bit of a cold, a little bit sick right now, so don't mind that. But I'm here, I'm doing the damn thing, and I'm doing the podcast. So this is my first solo of the new year. I'm super stoked. We've got a couple like guest episodes back, which I'm so stoked for you to hear, but coming in with a solo. I just really wanted to talk about kind of like my intentions for the new year and honoring my business more. So as you might know, if you follow me on Instagram, shameless self promo at carlyitaco, I've been traveling around a little bit. I've like embraced my digital nomad side, and I have been started the year in Victoria. It's now like midway through January. I am recording this and it's going to come out tomorrow. Don't mind me. I went to Whistler for a little bit to see Chad, so that was really nice. Now I'm back in Victoria. And next month I'm going to freaking Mexico. So I'm really stoked on that. Very nervous because it's my first solo trip, but also very excited. And so something I've discovered is with traveling like this, really shown some weak spots in my business. And it's interesting to see how I'm kind of learning to respond to these weak spots rather than react to these weak spots. And my intention really for 2023 with my business is just to honor it, to treat my business with respect that have yet to show it, honestly. A lesson that I learned last year is that I did not start a business to work when I wanted. I started a business to work where I wanted. And so that means like I may have to sacrifice sleeping in the morning, because for so long in my business, I've been like, why would I get up at 9 or get up at 8 to start at 9? Like, I don't want to do that. If I wanted to have like a confirmed start time, I would like get a quote normal job, you know? So I've always kind of treated it as like, I can work when I want, which means I don't work because I never wanted to. But that's not the reason I started a business. And that's not how I want to run my business with integrity. So this year is just the year of treating my business with respect, getting up early, sacrificing that sleeping in so I can continue to grow my business and take it around the world with me, because that is my ideal goal, you know? So that is how I'm treating my business with respect this year. Also, I'm a little confession here. I have been really bad with like the admin like side of my own business. Like I generally will neglect parts of my business. Like my website won't be updated. I'll put off writing a blog for so long. I just will neglect like that side of it in my business in order to like do the paid work for clients, you know, like their business is looking spectacular. Like theirs looks really good. Or like for the podcast example, like I've kind of been putting off recording this solo because I've been sick, which is like understandable, takes some time off to heal, but also like being scared that my message, like I don't have a message to share, you know, but this is my message. This is, I'm sharing it. Treating my business with respect. That's my message. Also confession, as well as the admin side, I also neglected like the kind of professional side of my business, like the legal side of it. So like not preparing for taxes as much as I should be, you know, that kind of stuff. So that's all changing this year. You know, I'm got the intention to really treat my business, not as a side hustle as I've been training it for so long, but treat it as my full-time gig. You know, like, this is what I do. This is who I am. I have to treat it with respect so that it can treat me with respect, you know, and also like creating that, respecting that work-life balance of like, these are my hours to work. You know, like if I want to start at 9 and work 9 to 2, 9 to 5, whatever it is, like I have to actually stick to that. I can't like snooze my alarm until 9:15 and then be like, oh, I'll start at 9:30 because that's, or I'll start at 10 because that's so familiar to me. And I find that personally for myself, I feel more accomplished. I feel more empowered. I feel better about my workday if I start at 9 or start in the morning so that I can like get all my work done in the morning and then have the afternoon to explore. And I feel in my soul that that's going to be so crucial when I'm traveling to different countries and different places, because I really want to embrace my digital nomad side this year and just be outside of Canada as much as possible. So like we're starting in Mexico and then we don't know where we're going from there. But I think that's really going to be like crucial for me feeling grounded and for my clients to feel grounded, is that I set firm boundaries of when I work, you know, like 9 to 2, Monday to Thursday, Monday to Friday, whatever it is, depending on like, you know, what country I'm in, but like setting those firm boundaries for myself and sticking to them, even when it's hard, and like telling my clients about it so they know when they can expect to hear from me. You know, I feel like that's just going to make everyone feel supported, feel empowered, all that good stuff. So yeah, this is just kind of like my podcast to like hold myself accountable. So that is really my intention for 2023, is to hold myself accountable, to honor that work-life balance, honor my business, and then respect it, treat it like an actual business. Like you wouldn't go into a store, or like if you owned a store, you wouldn't like willy-nilly it. You wouldn't be like, oh yeah, come in whenever. Like sometimes we'll open at 8, sometimes we're open at 9. Like it's whatever I'm feeling. Like you would expect to have like set hours, and you would put that boundary forward, and you would, you know, you'd stick to it. So why is running a personal business, from work from home business, like why is that any different? So that's really going to be like my just grounding moment, my grounding morning routine, my grounding day. I've also kind of done this thing where I feel like I'm on call all day, you know, like, cause I'm so used to regular, quote, regular jobs where you're like there for 8 hours and it's like you have a start time and you have an end time. So I'm used to kind of just being like, I'll do whatever you need me to, you know? And so when I first transitioned into running a business, I brought that mindset in with me of like, okay, I start at 9, I'll end at like usually like fucking 9 p.m. So it's like doing a 12-hour day, but only getting paid for like the potent work that I do, you know, like I'll start my timer, stop it when I go to the bathroom, you know, stop it when I go to lunch, if I like do that kind of stuff. Like I'm only timing. So for like the potent work that I do. So I'll look at my timer at the end of the day and be like, how did I only work like 4 hours today when I'm exhausted? And it's because I worked 4 hours, but it was stretched over like 12 hours of like waiting for stuff to do kind of thing, or like waiting, like just being on call. So I'm really starting to intentionalize that and just like batching all of my work in the morning. And now like if I work 9 to 2 at 2 p.m., forget my number. Like I'll talk to you tomorrow kind of thing. Just like honoring that boundary in myself. So that is my intention for 2023. I hope you liked it. Let me know. DM on wildly.balanced. I'd love to hear from you about what your intentions are and what you are bringing into 23. And I'd also love to hear like what you want to hear on the pod. So super excited. My permission slip this week is to respect and honor every aspect of my life. It's the message I'm going to bring in both for this week and just kind of 2023 in general, is just respecting myself, my business, my friends, my clients, the country I'm in, the community I'm around, just respect, bringing a little bit more respect into everything and just honoring everything. So I hope you liked this little tidbit episode. Be sure to check us out on Instagram, wildly.balanced. If you want to be a guest, we've got tons of fun guests coming up, and I love talking and meeting new people. So wildlybalancedpodcast.com/be our guest. Would love to have you. Bye.